我就到了所有的教化神界，连锁连锁人界不退退行，人界不退退行。直到出家三宝的心都是了解，包容的什么什么啦啦啦，大的世界就把那就解了。今天的夜的云就高，咱的这老天马下来，努力不动，终究什么什么，爸爸今天在我就把他们当咱们活了的大大，他都没动，他们也动。今天夜中的中间的就是什么了？ 阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨玛拉达，阿嘎萨 Next on page 12. No, okay. So remember to use the insert during the time of measuring shaking.
Oh. 산제 숨바랍대 시젠대 주저바 내다 시제 담배 춘인 천년대 시시 나의 교도나도 놈지게 도나도 메게 나도 로아군제 도나제 탐제게 도나게 주여동고 그러다 마지막에 다도님 메신제 담제 도나 도자라는 뭐가 연도받고 선제의 공부는 뭐지 전에서 도바자 대체대 담배치 생년배 고노 군주 이름은 안 내봤어요 담배 생머시오.
So please clarify motivation by thinking for the sake of all mother sentient beings, equaling the limits of space, I must attain this the state of attainment, the object of attainment, the highest state of full Buddhahood by every means. Therefore, for this purpose, I shall now listen to these teachings. So please clarify motivation in such a way and listen to these teachings in.
Such a man. Yes. Ini yang berkuas, semua binaga, kasar ini cuju, jadi lama-lama cahaya los. Tadi kasar ini sini dengan ku, susah je. Dah semua dam jawab dia lah. Re, ni kan. Jauh semua kunci nyimbu tong, re kasar ciri re ni macam na, jauh semua kunci nyimbu tong saya nginjo. Jasa taman yang agak nam jangsen, kadang tanda nanti jongo, yang dapat tawa, terus ada nasinya jad. Yang jadi semua kunjung betul saya ada langsung semua leca. Ini jasa taman yang agak nam yang semua, kadang tanda nanti jongo saya semua leca ni sejauh dia ada.
So the teachings that we're listening to are the three principles of the path. This particular teaching was actually spoken by the Venerable Manjushri, the Perfect Manjushri, to Lama Tsongkhapa, who then put it down into verses, into these verses that form this text. So first, the actual body of the text begins with offerings and praises, and then followed by a promise to compose. The pledge of composition. Then following that, exhorting the disciples to listen to these teachings. So the first part we covered yesterday, the prostrations and offerings are prostrate to the perfect and holy gurus. So here that with that verse, one can understand that to refer to proper reliance on spiritual master in the graduated path to enlightenment. Then the following that, then the verse saying that the essence of all high teachings of the victors that refers to that can be understood as to be a reference to the renunciation, and the second line, the path that all the holy sons commend, one can understand that to be making a reference to the mind bodhicitta, and last line, the entry point for the fortunate seeking freedom, one can understand that to be making a reference to the correct view of emptiness. Alternatively, there's another tradition that explains each of these three lines as making references to all three. The first one, essence of all high teachings, referring to all three principles. the path of the Holy Sun's command also referring to all three principles, and the entry point for the fortunate seeking freedom is also making a reference to all three principles. So this is an alternative way of understanding this particular verse. So, this second alternative way of explaining this verse can be seen, this verse, the essence of all high teachings, being a reference to all three principles, I can be seen in the following light. Yesterday, we already explained how renunciation is the essence of all the teachings, all the Buddhist teachings. The second one, how is Bodhicitta also the essence of all the teachings? This is a particular verse in sutras where it says, by churning the ocean of milk of holy Dharma, one derives the essential butter of Bodhicitta. So here, just as when we churn milk to obtain butter, when we churn the ocean of the holy Dharma, we get the essence, which is in this case Bodhicitta. And also one can understand the view of emptiness or realization of emptiness as being the essence of all the teachings, because in a particular text Lama Tsongkhapa has said the view of emptiness or emptiness is the essence of the teachings. So in that particular text Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned like that, hence one can understand this particular line to also refer to all three principles of the path simultaneously.
Yes.
So here, this the second line, the path that all the holy sons or all the holy children of the victorious ones commend can be also understood to make it to be a reference to all three principles. It being a reference to Bodhicitta was explained yesterday. Here, how does this line make a reference to renunciation? So here, one must understand that in order to achieve the state of liberation, the mind of renunciation is simply indispensable. Also, in order to generate the mind of Bodhicitta, the mind of wishing to attain enlightenment and benefit others, this mind of Bodhicitta is also an indispensable preliminary to generating Bodhicitta mind. And so it is also said, so this renunciation is a mind that is that generates that is disillusioned with the pleasures of samsara, disillusioned with the pleasures of samsara, and from there generating a strong wish or intent to achieve liberation, which is a state that is free from samsara. So it is said that bodhisattvas generate such a very strong sense of this disillusionment with samsara. This sense of disillusionment is so strong, it's said to be 100,000 times more stronger than the renunciation in the minds of the arhats and the Pratigya Buddhas, the hearers and the solitary realizers. And so here, bodhisattvas generate such a form of strong renunciation, and then following, and as an aid to generating mind bodhicitta, the reason being that the extent to which one's to which one generates disillusionment with samsaric pleasures, and then by using that to understand the situation of other sentient beings, you know, through understanding one's own condition, and then from there deriving understanding regarding a samsaric situation of others, as from there one is able to give rise to mind great compassion, and then from there this is how the bodhisattvas engage in this practice. Hence, it is said to be the path that all the holy children of victors commend or praise. Yes. So the when the bodhisattvas apply this practice of bodhicitta in combined renunciation, so although we said that bodhisattvas have this very strong disillusionment that is even far greater, said to be 100,000 times greater than, more intense than that of the arhats and pratika buddhas. However, for the sake of all sentient beings, for the sake of others, you know, due to a force of compassion, if bodhisattvas have to remain in the fires of hell for the sake of sentient beings for countless eons, to them this is the most pleasant activity they could ever perform. It is almost like a swan, you know, taking to water. So here, those who, how does this, understand this particular line to refer to the view of emptiness? The reason being that by the view of emptiness, the view that realizes emptiness, is praised by all the victorious ones as well as their children. And the reason being that this the primary text or sutra that expounds emptiness is the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, or the Prajnaparamita. So the Prajnaparamita is said to be the most supreme amongst the 84,000 types of different teachings. So here, the view of emptiness, since this particular text expounds emptiness, and also on top of that, this particular sutra has lots of praises inside, contained within it, lots of praises by the different Buddhas and Bodhisattvas regarding the practice of perfection of wisdom, practice of Prajnaparamita. In this case, the main object of the practice in the perfection of wisdom is the wisdom of emptiness. So as such, this text has been, the view of emptiness is praised as the most excellent path by the victorious ones and their children. So also, in the composition of Nagarjuna, he praises the view of emptiness, saying that whoever knows emptiness, you know, will be able to be free from their karmas and obscurations. And also, hence, this view of emptiness is the most marvelous amongst all the marvels. it is most amazing amongst all the amazements. So therefore his praise is the most supreme. So hence in this case one can understand this verse to refer to emptiness as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 네, 타바 토야요 말과 근데 타바 톰도 매바다 타바 토야요 쓰기 말이 근데 인정돼 타비 반도는 인정고 자리요 대안은 이제 동주 쌤데다 반도는 인정고 제재면이나 타바다 대진이 타바 대민이 타바 인용고요 그래서 대진이 타바 토바다 종주 쌤 매바 토야 매바 인데 가데 반도는 인정고 해야 돼요 송가리 자르죠
So here, the last line that says the entry point for the fortunate seeking freedom. So here, yesterday we explained this line as making a direct reference to the view of emptiness. However, one can also understand this as being a direct reference to renunciation as well. Simply because without renunciation, we are unable to achieve or attain a state of liberation. Because renunciation is simply a mind, state of mind that desires to attain liberation. So without the desire, the very basic desire to achieve liberation, one cannot simply cannot attain such a state. So next, one can also understand this line to refer to bodhicitta, simply because this line says the fortunate seeking freedom, in this case liberation. So here, liberation or freedom, it can be understood to be of two types. The liberation of the Mahayana, or the greater vehicle, and the liberation pertaining to the Hinayana, or the lesser vehicle. So here, to attain the liberation of the Mahayana, the greater vehicle, one needs to do so with the mind of bodhicitta. Without the mind of bodhicitta, one cannot attain such a state. Hence, one can understand this line to also refer to bodhicitta as well.
Yes.
So here one can see this particular feature of the holy speech of Lama Tsongkhapa. It is extremely profound, and also one can have different ways of understanding, different levels of understanding of approaching this particular the particular holy speech of Lama Tsongkhapa and his compositions. This is not surprising, being that since Lama Tsongkhapa is the very embodiment of Arya Manjushri himself, hence. In the very various different types of compositions, the holy speech of Lama Tsongkhapa, one can understand from different words, and each of these different words have different meanings. And the more that one contemplates or reflects upon these verses of his compositions, one has more and more profound and more and more varied understanding of what they come to mean. So hence, this is the most uncommon, unusual feature of Lama Tsongkhapa's holy speech, and that is extremely profound.
Yes.
So here next is the pledge to compose this text, and the main purpose of composition is to complete it. So the holy beings do not make pledges or commitments, do not make pledges without any without a proper reason. And whenever they make pledges, they always make sure that they actually fulfill it.
Yes. So
So here, when the Lama Tsongkhapa explains these principle, three principal aspects of the path, in order for the disciple or the reader to have a better to easily understand or grasp the meaning of this text, he reveals it in two manners: in a concise, condensed manner, and in an extensive manner. So the first paragraph there, you have the condensed manner in which within the single paragraph he has the renunciation, bodhicitta, and emptiness all simultaneously together. Then following that, he further goes on to explain all these three principles of the path in detail. Yes. So that is an extensive way of explanation.
Yes. Okay. 로고요나 소년로야이나 엔트리 주사데 따라 댄스지 드니야 시자진 로야나 근데 소년다 그런 다 주요선의 차이에서 섬섬에 가지고 그랬어 된 노시에 동부 누이 놀던 자이나 얘는 연계게 년대야 같은 용역을
So here, this is similar to showing a horse its path. For example, if a horse were meant to go in a specific direction, specific follow a specific route the next day, so the day before you will bring the horse along that route and show him, show that horse this particular route to be, that one needs to take. So here in this case, likewise, one in the beginning of text by firstly explaining the body of the content in a condensed manner. Makes it easier for the reader to understand what is to follow, the detailed explanation that is to follow. Yes.
That then, so that when you meet the no then you mark over as yet, shall you? That because then you the share again no do room no then you do that number, that then you as then, come on yet the no then you mark over as. Then you then the no then the that then, Jeju can just come over as na. Java Jibi Lamna Yiton Bes Tedala, Yishi Yodeng, that Yiton and Yichi Basik Yorva Toman Yiton, Tom Menayon, Yishi Yodeng. That the Nijige Somajina, the Jon the Nyembe, Kavato Demba, Nota Demba Res. No, then the Dani Tami Yijinos, Jon de Rita.
So here, in the second paragraph, it is a exhortation to the disciples to listen to this teaching, which and the explanation of the actual teaching itself. So here it says, listen with pure mind, fortunate ones. This is an exhortation for the suitable vessels of these teachings to listen to these particular teachings. So here, how does one become a suitable vessel? So here one can, because in Tibetan this is the sequence is reversed. You know, listen with your pure mind, fortunate ones is actually the last line. So it actually in Tibetan it begins, for those who have no craving for the pleasures of life. This refers to craving for our worldly pleasures or samsaric pleasures. If one has samsaric pleasures, one is craving or clinging to those, you know, then one does not have renunciation. So here this text is a text that helps us develop our renunciation, bodhicitta emptiness, you know. So one does have renunciation, one will not be free from samsara. So therefore one needs to have a mind of renunciation that is not attached or clings to worldly pleasures. And also the second line says, who have no and who to make pleasure, leisure and fortune meaningful strive. And those who strive to make leisure and fortune meaningful. So leisure and fortune in Tibetan can be also understood to be freedom and richnesses, which refers to the perfect human rebirth. Those who strive to make the perfect human rebirth of freedom and richnesses meaningful, and this referring to generating the mind of bodhicitta. If one can actually give rise to bodhicitta in this life, you know, general realization of bodhicitta, then this human life, you know, this particular time of human life will be considered to have meaning. You know, one will have had a meaningful human life because one generated bodhicitta. And so even and also one becomes a holy being to the force of generating bodhicitta in this life. Even if one does not is not able to give rise to actual bodhicitta, at least one is able to have some understanding regarding what bodhicitta is and have some aspiration towards some conviction and aspiration towards development of that. So this that will make human life meaningful. So the next one that says, to turn their minds to the path which pleases the victors. So turning the mind to please the victors here refers to the view of emptiness, the realization of emptiness, which you mentioned before is so much praised by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras. So here, turning the minds refers to the mind of belief, mind of conviction in the path of emptiness, in the view of emptiness. So if one has these three states of mind, has these three the likeness of these three in one's being, then one becomes a receptacle, a suitable receptacle or a vessel for these teachings. So then the last line in the Tibetan text it says, listen with a pure mind, fortunate ones. So therefore exhorting one to listen to with a pure or a clear mind to these teachings, since this particular teachings this particular text contains all the essence of the teachings within it, complete within it. Therefore, one should listen to this teaching with one's respect, with respect showing from one's three doors. Yes.
Neda, thoma geva leje thong, chojo, thoma thamja, nimba kova, tisam chinsaaje. Da dene. Pardukeva yon, muji tong sheba tela, min yon sheba. And then the said, yon the gitawa, some yon be ordered.
So here, while we've completed the, what I said before is to listen with three doors in a respectful manner. And next is the, next one which says, we've completed the virtues in the beginning, as we mentioned yesterday, virtues in the beginning, in the middle, and the end. So here, virtues in the beginning, which is offerings and praises, the pledge to compose, as well as the exhortation to listen to the teachings that have been completed. And next we move on to the actual body of the text, actual body of the teachings, which is that which is virtues in the middle. And this is the part where it explains the actual subjects contained, which are renunciation, bodhicitta, and emptiness. Yes.
Reda, enjoy shiva thela, 범하는 인종의 삼바 제급이 좀 세. 되는 인종의 삼바 제다 제비 소리. 인종의 삼바 제비 세 되는 소명이요.
Yes. So first among the three, the first one to be explained is renunciation. So here, this is divided into three sections. Firstly, why one needs to generate bodhicitta, the reasons. And second, the manner of generating renunciation. And the last one, at last being the level or the measure that shows the standard of that shows one has generated actual renunciation. Yes.
Dang in your summer jig with Jim Sena Karasena, Nam Dang in your maple, since so ye, then let on ye she with Tamela. Silla Gamba ye John Eugene, now good in Chinser, Tomang in your cell. Toma, Tombo, Tombong in your sagores. In the Dang in your summer, and Kova the Jova Jane. 대례 탄도질로 질라 인종을 열어봐 예반종을 일단 인종을 생긴들 간래 예반종나 고와래 예반종 공원도 예반종나 타바르 예반종 일단 인종을 세야 돼 간래 예반종한다 공원도 예반종한다 그래서 예수 말
So here in this text it says there is no way to end without pure renunciation. They're striving for pleasant results in the ocean of life. This word life doesn't seem to be a very appropriate translation. Sometimes it's translated as conditioned existence or potential existence or being. So it's because of their hankering life as well that beings are fettered, so seek renunciation first. So here, when one understands, firstly, one needs to strive for bodhicitta at the very outset. So it says here, so seek renunciation first. So here, renunciation is a mind that is disillusioned with the entirety of sacred existence, and then seeks to definitely exit or to come out, you know, to exit from sacred existence. So what does one exit from? One exits from definitely exits from the with such a mind, one seeks to definitely exit out of cyclic existence, out from cyclic existence. And what does one exit into? One exits into the state of liberation. One actually enters into the state of liberation, exits out from samsara into the state of liberation. So this is the literal translation of the Tibetan word for renunciation, which is definite exit. Yes.
당 인종세야 돼, 예반종화하세도, 코와된 예반종화지, 고기어리, 레마도, 그래다, 즉, 강의 중종에서 넘어, 나사에서 넘어, 덴데도 좁았지에네, 델탄도에 놓다보다 인종세기어 말이. 그래다, 인종세야 돼, 코와 타다, 농아지 로지진, 톤에, 그래서 대리 단도지 노 대리지 고기요리. 다음 고관 다다 동해지 론지진 통세야 돼. 그래다 농아 농아 대라 주위 농아. 다 농아지 농아. 일단 가서 용자기 뭐 나지 수세에서 나오듯이 농아지 농아를 쓰게리. 다 대령 일반 정도 그래다 담아봐, 저 담아봐는 용기를 쥐라, 로가 마성해라 용기를. 동아지 동아지 탄도 용마산지 인조석이 요말이. 난 주위 동아지. 단다 담아봐 남지, 대화자 대야게, 대화인데, 그래, 더나 주위 동아 차려. 그래서, 뭐만 동아한테, 파도세, 총리 준비 차라, 대화세. 이따 주위 동아서 옆에 나 자모노 대원이나 차용으로 아따 조여사지 침해이나 대성성으로 용기를 해야 돼 대통담이 대와 말해 요때 대체나 수용을 거 동안 조로가 이제 덴력을 난서 단다 대바체 대야 되지라 주비동아를 쓰기로 그래. 단 주비동아 대라 인종전에 대라 타나 삼바지 제로바나 요래 제로바 이다 대예팽이요 말이야. 단 가서 논배에 인종세 대야 되 가르치를 쓰기로 했으나 차반 노세지 동아를 써. 이다 단다 내도 뇨몸비 제비 사제지 풍보 내 차반 노세지 동아 차대 요래.
So here, this renunciation of the mind of definite exit from samsara is not a mind that is merely a disillusion with due to a small or minor incident of suffering. A minor incident of difficulty, hardship, or an incident of just mere illness. It's not just a mind that wishes to be free from hardship or difficulty or just a mere illness. That kind of renunciation, that kind of disillusionment is not sufficient. Here, when you talk about renunciation of mind definite exit within the Buddhist path, it is a disillusioned mind that arises from having seen the entirety of cyclic existence, the entirety of samsara as being in the nature of suffering. Only then does this mind qualified to be called a mind of true renunciation, a mind of truly definite exit. So here when one talks about seeing the entirety of samsara being the nature of suffering, one must understand what are the different classifications of suffering. So suffering are divided into three different levels. First is suffering of pain, the suffering of change, and the all-pervasive suffering. So the first one, the suffering of pain, refers to the different kinds of painful sensations that we come to encounter, such as aches and pains and harm, injury, and so forth. So the wish to be free from such pain, this suffering of pain, is not fully qualified renunciation, because even ordinary people have such desire to be free from such physical or mental pain. So even some of us not practicing the actual Dharma itself may also have such a kind of desire. So this is not such desire to be free of such pain is not renunciation. Then above that, there's the suffering of change. So suffering of change is actually a reference to the ordinary person, the ordinary people, would call pleasant or happiness or blissful sensations. You know, when in actual fact, what is generally regarded at large by worldly people to be pleasure is actually the suffering of change. Simply because what they see or what they hallucinate as pleasure is simply suffering of the previous moment lightening up. And then due to that lightening of the previous moment's suffering, we call that pleasure. So for example, if we were out in the cold and we're absolutely freezing, absolutely frozen, you know, the moment we step into this really hot room, with, like in the sauna or something, and then we think, oh, that's pleasure, this feeling of warmth is pleasure because the feeling of freezing is disappearing, you know, it's lightening up. The previous moment of suffering of being frozen is lightening up. However, that's not really ultimate happiness, because the more we stay in the sauna, the more hot we feel, and then eventually it becomes unbearable. So it becomes a suffering of heat. So hence, by this understanding, this is a suffering of change. However, this through such a suffering of change, understanding this and wishing to be free of that is still not yet fully qualified to be called full renunciation from the Buddhist viewpoint, because such renunciation can be developed also by non-Buddhists as well, such as the Hindus and so forth. The other religious spiritual paths that are outside of Buddhism can also develop such strong renunciation regards to that. However, what is called true renunciation in Buddhist path is renunciation that is generated by seeing the third kind of suffering, which is what we call the all-pervasive suffering. So all-pervasive suffering is actually referring to the contaminated aggregates that have arisen out of karma and afflictions. So this contaminated aggregates of karma that has arisen from karma, is born of karma and afflictions, is the actual all-pervasive suffering itself. So if one generates renunciation towards that, wishing to be free of that contaminated aggregates, that will be called what we call fully qualifying a renunciation in the Buddhist path.
Mm-hmm. And that, then the end of that, 코와 동아 지는 지는 통해서 잡아두지 동아디 코에 내라 마찬가 매요. 이제 단다 삼대 집아 연초가 동아 지 동아 주비 동아 여 말에 이제 나도 영락자 대학에 담아밑에 대학에 동아 대 여 말에 나도 단다 사지지 대와 저기 인조노그리 주비 동아를 세대야 대여 여 말에 이나요 잡아두지 동아 지 홍본데 여한인자 그 동안요 조조 동안의 성원도 지선되어요래 대내에는 샘플분이나 어느 녀와 제로요 다래 가나가 가와지와 노나 요조 어느 동안 요대야지 자기요래 대개는 잡아두지 동안하시요래
So like this, seeing the entirety of the entire samsara as being the nature of suffering is actually referring to this third type of suffering, which we call the all-pervasive suffering. It is called all-pervasive because throughout the entirety of samsara, no matter where you are within samsara, there's no single nook or cranny in samsara where this suffering does not pervade. You know, hence this is known as the all-pervasive suffering. So for example, if we talk about the formless realms, the highest realms of existence, of samsaric existence, which you call the fourth level of meditative concentration, the fourth jhana. So in those states of highly developed states of being, it's still a samsaric rebirth. However, because it being such a highly developed state of concentration, in those realms, the beings in those realms do not experience physical nor mental suffering, pain or aches in the same way that we do. So they don't have the suffering of pain. Neither do they have the suffering of change, like the deterioration of the quality of pleasures that we have in this world of ours. However, they have, because they are still within samsara despite such a refined state of concentration, but they still possess these contaminated aggregates. And because of these contaminated aggregates is in the nature of suffering, they still possess the seed of suffering. And due to the nature of that, you know, when their karma, when their lifespan in those states has been exhausted, again, once again, they have to experience death. You know, then once again, they fall into the lower realms, such as the hell realms and so forth. And then again, due to whatever karma, whether it's white virtues or black negative karmas, you know, then they're being bounced back and forth in the six realms, you know, being under the force or influence of these karmas over and again. So therefore, if one has, this is the fault of this contaminated aggregates, this is due to that, then even though they've reached the peak of samsara, still they fall back down again and they experience suffering. So this is what we call all-pervasive suffering.
Yes. 스바스나 단단된 코바스기거리 순소예에서다 스바 코바테 소유소수고네 소도 빼지 않듯이 영어로와 이다테다 좀내내 내요 성말에 내가 노지에는 옛날 관계단다 코바 스바테 잠조침보다 빼지 않기거리 이다 잠조침보다 채무인마다 아니 전화오던 늦지마도 탁하고인마다.
So here, so this mind of, if one does not have such a form of renunciation or mind definite exit, mind that wishes to definitely exit samsara, after seeing the entirety of cyclic existence, entirety of samsara as being the nature of suffering, you know, then one would be caught up in what we call the essentially the ocean of life, which actually is more like the ocean of conditioned existence, and ocean of potential existence. So the ocean of existence, ocean is a analogy that has been mentioned in the sutras by the Bhagavan Buddha himself, and also been used by many masters in the past. Holy beings have used this example. The reason being that the ocean is extremely deep, difficult to fathom, is also very vast, almost like limitless, and it's, once you're falling right in the center of the ocean, it's difficult to be free of that unless you've got something to hold on to. I've got a boat, some means of transport to bring you out of ocean, out of the ocean. Otherwise, you're virtually trapped if you fall into the ocean. And also within the ocean, there are many predatory beasts that, such as the monsters or different kinds of beasts that feed on you, you know, and so forth. So therefore, if one does not have in mind of renunciation towards such a state, towards cyclic existence, you know, towards conditioned existence, then if one's mind is still hankering after, as it says here, if still in pursuit or interested in the pleasures of cyclic existence, in the wealth and resources of cyclic existence, you know, that is absolutely no way to no way to end this ocean of conditioned existence, no way to end the sufferings.
Hareda, minjo mena, ene koe dende thonye, thonde nyeva, thonye de sheya ke thawya maare ya chegare. Da koe dende thonde nyeva thonye de maashiva yina, kyon kare yawarse na, te maashiva yina, ene koe dende la, da thonde nyeva thonye se na te, docha cha de yawarwa. Yenda, sivi dende la, da docha shu chimbo, gamba yasa, gam se yande, docha, che docha nanda shu chimbo dende je la, gamba se yawar. Sivi dende thonde nyeva docha shu chimbo yawar yinna, di, lujen nam, gunen ching se resa. Da docha di wongke, kuwa la cheng de yawar yi. Kovale tartubya yomarez, gunin chingsere. Yenza tenre yenza, jumde tenre yenza ne, ngenjongse yade, tombo tzakorez. Recher da, nyomobo mombo yore. Din one da, kongro. Kongro desa, nime chimbo, donga jenge, tenre reyde, seba kovale bugin chingmi juye, chane sheve yina, docha di dushuji chade. And then docha say at the land and rag yore. Lay. The song of the land of Martina, Kunyuja, Mama, call land or tray and do, Nuja, Chig yore. Now, then they say, then docha there, call and change the joy, so much had the yore.
So here, so if one does not have such renunciation right from the outset, there's no way to reverse this mind that is clinging or hankering after conditioned existence. If one does not reverse or stop such a mind as hankering after conditioned existence, then you will have what we call the mind of attachment. And so the mind of attachment in this case will be what are considered to be fetters, fetters or chains that bind us, bondage, they bind us within samsara. So, So due to this attachment to our worldly pleasures, then it causes us to take rebirth over and again in samsara, within cyclic existence. Due to this mind of attachment, we are unable to free ourselves from the fetters or from the bondage of cyclic existence. So here, therefore, it says seek renunciation at the outset, very outset, at the very beginning, seek renunciation. So in general, we have different kinds of afflictive emotions that afflict us, such as anger, which has great shortcomings and can be extremely harmful. However, in comparison, attachment is even worse than anger. It is because of the mind of attachment that we take rebirth in samsara. For example, we create lots of positive and negative karmas, and lots of white or black karmas, as I said in the text. However, these karmas do not necessarily propel us to take rebirth in samsara. It is the mind of attachment, the factor of attachment in our minds, in our continuum, that activate these karmas, that cause us, propel us to take rebirth. So hence, karmas are thought to be like seeds, giving an analogy of like seeds, karmic seeds. And attachment in this case is like moisture. If these seeds do not come into contact with moisture, they do not sprout and they do not grow. But once they come to contact with moisture, once karma comes into contact with attachment, then attachment activates karmas, to ripen into the result of rebirth, So therefore, because of attachment, we take rebirth. So hence, attachment is a very main reason for samsaric rebirth. Hence, at the very beginning, it says it exhorts us to generate or to seek renunciation. Yes.
So here
we've explained the reason why we need to generate renunciation in order to free us from samsara, free us from the attachment that activates samsara. And next we go on to explain the manner of generating, how does one go about actually generating renunciation. So one can't simply sit down and say, oh, in the entirety of cyclic existence and the nature of suffering, therefore I aspire to be free. It doesn't come so simple and straightforward. One needs to train the mind gradually in gradual stages, to understand the entirety of samsara, and then in order to generate such a mind of renunciation. So in order to generate renunciation, you need to reverse. Literally, the word in Tibetan is to reverse the direction, or in this case, to stop the interest, the mind that seeks entirety of samsaric perfections, all of samsaric perfections, the mind that seeks that. In order to stop that mind, firstly, one needs to generate a mind that renounces the seeking of the pleasures of this life, one that hankers after the appearances of this life, the attachments of this life. One needs to firstly counteract that mind, a mind that seeks the pleasures of this this current rebirth. By counteracting that, only then can one make progress to the next stage to generate a full renunciation.
So
here, how does one reverse one's clinging or reverse one's attachment to this life, to the pleasures, to the one's attachment to the appearances of this life. And one does so by reading the next verse, as is shown in the next verse, leisure and fortune are hard to find, life's not long. So leisure and fortune are hard to find refers to the teachings of the perfect human rebirth. You know, the cycle of teachings refer of the perfect human rebirth of freedoms and richnesses. And life's not long refers to the those teachings that talk about death and impermanence. Yes.
단주고 거기 섬에 하고 있는 거기이나 그래네 그게 단주 추수준 로얄라 펀슨 침보 들리지 제주와 이 말에 그래 대형 안에 단다 가다면 남아 근데 그래 가시 안에 단다 주마로 돼서 예행된 예서로 된다 다반주와 매일 유토바 트레이너스 그래서 단주 증명도 왜서 된대서 그런 단주가 또 봐요서 이 말에 많이 받지 이와 매고 내줘서 된대 넘겨요. 내가 너희 단다 지 그런다 남아지다 돈리시오 너네 그래 냠내 넘겨요. 지금에는 다 들어가서 제일 나는 롱쇼 된대 정용 그래서 발이 좋아서 근데 점점 더 지혜 선물이 발이 좋아서 대달 제발라 매일인데 니가위에서 공리 제놈은도 매일이세야 되다 렌지를 니가고래서 소미어리 이제 텐데 인도 도마에 단조사한테 개침부시라 차대거리 주의를 꼬만 나오는 꼬만 돈에 대한 단조차대요
So here So first, the verse refers to the precious human rebirth of freedoms and richnesses, and so one has to have the sense of the preciousness of such a human rebirth, that if one were to waste this precious human rebirth, one would what a great sense of loss one would be overcome with, and so one needs to have this such a mentality. It's in the tradition of the Kadampa masters. Some masters, in between their Dharma.